This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. KUAF is supported by Arcom Printing, located on the hillside just east of the Township and College intersection in Fayetteville. Arcom Printing provides printing, copying, and digital output services. ArcomPrinting.com or 444-7711. The Rogers Historical Museum presents Hogwild, our area's love affair with the pig, on exhibit now through August 9th. This exhibit features the museum's collection and private collections reflecting the broad appeal of the pig in Arkansas, from farming, sausage making, art, and razorback memorabilia. Located in historic downtown Rogers, 621-1154 or rogersarkansas.com/museum for more information. Ahead, upgrades to a nearly decade-old program are designed to more efficiently connect consumers with local farmers. Plus, the deadline to sign up for health care under the Affordable Care Act is on the horizon. We learn about the consequences of failing to do so. But first, the Bella Vista City Council tonight will consider purchasing just more than 4 acres of property on Highway 279 for construction of the city's fourth fire station. The congregation of the Village Bible Free Evangelical Church has approved the city's offer of purchasing the land at a cost of $40,000 an acre, provided the city council approves the sale. Frank Anderson, mayor of Bella Vista, says that the need for a fourth fire station has become apparent.
We're getting to the point as a city where we're making about 2,500 runs per year, and about 65 or 70% of those runs, most of those EMS or ambulance type runs, are coming out of our central fire station. So we're finding out that about almost as much as half the time, we have no one manning the central fire station because they're out on a call. And they're going to this area fairly consistently where we're attempting to put this new station. So there's an awful lot of traffic that way.
Anderson says that if the city council approves the land buy, the new fire station would help the city's fire department respond to calls within the desired 3 to 5 minute time frame, leading to better overall fire and emergency medical service response in the city. But he says that it's not yet clear what impact a fourth fire station would have on the city's ISO rating, which in turn affects home insurance rates paid by city residents.
There's so many things that go into that ISO rating. It will definitely help. Like I say, it will cut down travel time to some areas that are right now taking us 7 or 8 minutes to get to normally. So it will help from that standpoint. Obviously, we'll add more firefighters. That helps with the ISO rating. It doesn't do anything for water pressure or fire hydrants or water availability, which also have a lot to do with the ISO rating. So you can't tell for sure what the impact would be.
However, Anderson says that the proposed fire station would at least help the city maintain its current insurance rating. The Bella Vista City Council meets at 6:30 tonight at the Bella Vista Community Television Station, located at 1801 Forest Hills Boulevard. At the Governor's Mansion Friday, four of the state's more prominent legislators recalled and analyzed, for the Political Animals Club, some of the dilemmas over amending the private option in order to gain enough votes for it to pass during this year's fiscal session. The legislators were in agreement that their peers exhibited remarkable civility and capacity for solutions, but some compromises stood out. Senator Linda Chesterfield of Little Rock spoke critically about an amendment removing funding for non-emergency transportation.
We have many families that have a car that has to act as the conduit for 2, 3, 4, 5 people. And at the end of the day, people don't have that travel accessibility for health care. And that's why I did not like it. I still don't like it. But the question is, do you give up everything because of the one thing?
Democratic Minority Leader Greg Letting of Fayetteville delved further, saying the removal of transportation funding was the most contentious compromise for his caucus, raising concern that the amendment might cost votes for the private option. Meanwhile, speaking after the meeting, Republican Jeremy Gillum, who voted for the private option and is the newly elected House Speaker-designate, said he isn't worried about members in subsequent years withholding votes in exchange for unpopular compromises.
I think they're going to bring ideas to the table, but they've all shown, tremendous character, and I think Senator Sanders commented on that, you know, that they're interested in the policy and they're interested in doing what's best for the state, and I firmly believe that.
But the four lawmakers, including Republican Senator David Sanders of West Little Rock, did argue that the private option presents a platform for positive alterations with widespread support. The Arkansas Energy Office has granted $400,000 each to two fueling stations in the state to install compressed natural gas equipment in order to provide public access to the fuel. One of those stations is the Come and Go on Robinson Avenue in Springdale. The Energy Office is a division of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, and money being awarded for CNG efforts comes from the state's Gaseous Fuels Rebate Program. Grant Tenniel, director of the AEDC, said that the rebates provide one more way to make use of alternative fuels an option for Arkansans. The CNG pumps are expected to be up and running by the end of this year. The University of Arkansas System Board of Directors met for 2 days last week on the UA Fort Smith campus. On the final day of the meeting Friday, the board tended to several matters of business, such as approving several new degree programs, and, according to the City Wire, the board unanimously renewed the system's ban on firearms for all 17 campuses in the UA system. After Act 226 passed the Arkansas legislature in 2013, boards of directors of state universities must expressly disallow campus faculty to carry concealed handguns on campuses. The UA board reportedly passed its renewal of the gun ban without objection. The Razorback baseball team had better fortunes at Baum Stadium during the second weekend of conference play. After losing a 17-9 decision Friday against Alabama, the Razorbacks won Saturday afternoon with a final score of 2-1 and shut out Alabama yesterday with a final score of 1-0. After the three-game set, Arkansas is 13-8 on the season and 3-3 in Southeastern Conference play. The Razorbacks return to Baum Stadium tomorrow afternoon for a doubleheader against Mississippi Valley State. The John Brown University women's basketball team will continue to play in the NAIA National Championship Tournament tonight in Frankfort, Kentucky. JBU earned a spot in the national semifinals with a furious comeback over La Jolla Saturday. JBU trailed by 18 points with under 8 minutes to play in that game, but won 65-63. Tonight, JBU faces Oklahoma City University at 5 Central Time. The winner advances to tomorrow's national championship game. The JBU game can be seen live at NAIA.org. The Arkansas men's basketball team will play California tonight in the second round of the NIT tournament. Cal beat Arkansas in November in a game played in Hawaii. Tip-off tonight is at 10 o'clock Central. Forecast calls for partly cloudy skies tonight with overnight lows from 26 in northwest Arkansas to 31 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny with highs from 49 to 56. Tomorrow evening, mostly clear with overnight lows from 26 to 29.